In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, we should have the cross of Christ always in front of our eyes. And then hopefully we will have engraved in our hearts every suffering that our Lord embraced to redeem us. You know that even after His resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to keep His wounds. You can see in His hands, in His feet, and in His heart. Even in the glory of heaven, the mark of what He suffered for us will forever be in front of our eyes. More than pain, these wounds recall the immense love of Jesus Christ for each one of us. If He suffered, if He was wounded, it was to heal you and me. This was the price, and He paid it. He gave His life so that we may have life. Eternal life. But we see that for us, it's not so easy. We fear the cross. We fear the pain. We fear the suffering. So many times we wanted the glory of Christ without His passion and death. We would prefer to celebrate Easter without having gone through Lent. Yes, it is difficult to accept the reality of suffering, even in a natural level. And what is even more difficult is to understand that this was the way by which God wanted to save the world through the suffering of His only begotten Son. And it was difficult for the apostles themselves. The suffering Christ was betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, and forsaken by all. When our Lord was hanging on the cross, where was Thomas, who said that he would die with the Lord? Where was Andrew, James, Matthew, and the others? No one was there. When suffering came, they abandoned the Lord. The only one who was strong enough to follow our blessed Lord to the Calvary was Saint John. He was the only apostle to climb the mountain and to stay close to his master until the end. He, the youngest of the apostles, the weakest, became the strongest. And I tell you that it was not his natural courage that made him so fearless in the difficult moment? No, that was not natural. That was supernatural. So where did he find this courage, this strength, this love? It was, my brethren, in the heart of Jesus Christ. Because on that blessed night, the last one before our Lord's death, during the Last Supper, our Savior celebrated the first Mass, and then he gave his own body and blood to his apostles. Each one of them received the Blessed Sacrament. And we see Judas, who right after having received the Holy Communion, unworthily, runs away from the presence of our Lord, like a thief. We see St. Peter and the others, curious about what was going on, worried about so many things. And we see St. John, who after having received the Holy Communion, chastely dares to repose his head on the heart of our Lord. And it was there, in the heart of Jesus, that he found the strength and the courage to follow the Master until the end. St. John was the only one who cared about his thanksgiving after communion. The other ones were too busy with other things, and that's why they fell. Because we needed to understand that it is not only about receiving Holy Communion, but we have to receive it well. And the Church requires three things from us so we can make a good communion. The first is to be in a state of grace. So if we know that we have committed a grave sin, we must go to confession before going to communion. Otherwise, our communion would become a sacrilege, a crime against God Himself. The second thing the Church requires is that we observe the Eucharistic fasting. And the third one, and perhaps the most forgotten one, is the devotion that we need to have in order to receive Holy Communion. It means that we need to prepare ourselves before receiving the Blessed Sacrament. And also we needed to make a proper thanksgiving afterwards. A state of grace, fasting, and devotion. It is so sad to see people leaving the Church right after the end of Mass without thanksgiving, just like Judas. And we will always have good reason not to do what we have to do. But I ask you, what could be more important than God Himself that you carry with you in Holy Communion? My brethren, it is during our thanksgiving that we can, like St. John, repose our head on the heart of Jesus Christ and receive all the strength we need to repose in Him and let Him repose in us. It is a foretaste of heaven. So let us not lose these precious moments, which are the most important moments of our lives. So if we want to be faithful to God, we need to look for the strength in the Blessed Sacrament. We need, like St. John, to repose our head on the heart of Jesus Christ in order to receive all the light and the strength we need to be what God wants us to be. Holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.